Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Saint Francesco and Jacinta, two of the little children of Fatima. From 1916 through the summer of 1917, the guardian angel of Portugal and Mary, the Mother of God, appeared to three little children in Fatima, Portugal, Lucia, Francesco, and Jacinta. They were just 10, 9, and 7 years of age. The apparitions culminated with the miracle of the sun, witnessed by more than 70,000 people and reported in the secular newspapers the next day. But what was the message the Mother of God delivered to these three children? It was very simple. People have forgotten God and have turned away from Him. And anyone who rejects God by their own free choices and perseveres in this until death, they turn away forever. And this is hell. But Our Lady is the mother of all people. Everyone is her child. And she has come from heaven on a rescue mission to save her children from going to hell. But she asks for our help. Our Lady has come to ask us to help her in this rescue mission, primarily by doing two things: to pray the rosary every day and to offer sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. Little Francesco and Jacinta took this seriously, and they helped save many souls. They both died of the Spanish flu shortly after these events and were finally canonized in 2017. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On June 13th, 1917, Mary said to the children, "My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the path that leads you to God." Then she opened her hands. In one hand, she held her Immaculate Heart, from which flowed a great light which is God. This penetrated the hearts of the children and flowed out upon the whole world. Francesco later said, "I loved seeing the angel, but I loved still more seeing Our Lady. And what I loved most was to see Jesus in that light that came from Our Lady and penetrated our hearts." Mary gave a light to the children that somehow penetrated and opened their hearts to see Jesus. That is what Mary does for us as our spiritual mother. She works on us to open our hearts to receive the light and life of God, to know His will and to do it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Francesco said, "What I loved most of all was to see Jesus in that light from Our Lady, which penetrated our hearts." Mary disposed or opened the hearts of the children to receive Jesus. Now, many people have the wrong idea about Mary. They think she's some kind of go-between, that if we go to Mary, she can get from God what we can't. This is not accurate. It is true that Mary does intercede for us. She prays for us, like she interceded with Jesus on our behalf, on the behalf of the bride and groom at Cana. But then she turned to the servants and said, "Do whatever he tells you." She disposed them to know and do the will of God. So Mary's role is twofold. Yes, she prays to God for us, but her most important work is to open our soul to receive Jesus. Jesus always wants to give his life to us, but we have trouble receiving. And the Catechism says the mission of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Jesus to us and dispose us to welcome or receive him in our soul. And the Holy Spirit carries out this mission through Mary. So the Holy Spirit and Mary want to come into our soul to help us receive Jesus and be conformed to him. And we invite the Holy Spirit and Mary into our soul by consecrating ourselves to her. We say, Mary, come into my soul. Help me receive Jesus. This is why I like so much the prayer of Saint Ildefonso of Toledo, Spain. He says, I beg you, Holy Virgin, that I may have Jesus from the Holy Spirit by whom you brought Jesus forth. May my soul receive Jesus through the Holy Spirit by whom your flesh conceived Jesus. And may I love Jesus in the Holy Spirit in whom you adore Jesus as Lord and gaze upon him as your Son. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On August 19th, 1917, Mary said to Francesco, Jacinta, and Lucia, pray, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners. For many souls go to hell, because there are none to sacrifice themselves and pray for them. Now, little Jacinta was only 8 years old when she heard this, but it made a lasting impression. Lucia relates this story about her. Shortly before Jacinta died, she sent for me to come and see her at once. I ran over. Our Lady came to see us, Jacinta said. She told us she would come and take Francesco to heaven very soon. She asked me if I still wanted to convert more sinners. I said I did. She told me I would be going to a hospital where I would suffer a great deal, and that I am to suffer for the conversion of sinners, in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and for the love of Jesus. She said my mother would take me to the hospital, and then I would have to stay all alone. After this, she was very thoughtful for a while and then added, "Maybe the hospital is a big dark house where you can't see, and I'll be there suffering all alone. But never mind. I'll suffer for the love of our Lord, to make reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and for the conversion of sinners, and for the Holy Father." Wow, we could all use a little bit of little Jacinta's spirit, couldn't we? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In all her approved apparitions, Mary comes on a rescue mission, and she asks for our help in two ways. First, by praying the rosary every day, and second, by offering sacrifices and suffering to help Jesus save souls. Francesco and Jacinta took this seriously, and they did it. And we should too. We can make voluntary sacrifices by fasting from our screens, eating and drinking less, giving up little things for the conversion of souls. And more importantly, we can accept those things we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. My big problem is that I forget to offer things up. But if you are consecrated to Mary, then you have given her everything, your life, your prayer, all your good works, your suffering, and even your death. When you consecrate yourself to Mary, as we've said before, she really becomes the investment broker for all your spiritual treasures, the treasures of your prayer, work, joy, and suffering, all the spiritual merit, the spiritual wealth. When we consecrate ourselves to Mary, we give this to her, and we say, Mother, use this in any way you want to help get the most people to heaven. And Our Lady receives our spiritual investment, and she applies it where she sees best. That's a great consolation. So, try to live more in union with Mary. Let her bring the light of Jesus into your soul. Pray the rosary every day. Offer up what you can, but always remember, you belong to Our Lady, and she will dispose of you as she sees fit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's one picture that's burned into my memory, Teresa, and that is when they exhumed the casket of little Jacinta, I think in 1937. There's this awesome picture of how they literally had to tear open this steel coffin. And there's some Monsignor peering down in at a perfectly preserved little face of Jacinta, totally incorrupt, like she fell asleep 10 minutes ago. It was so beautiful that she is an incorruptible.
I was surprised that they didn't... what's the word? I've lost it. beyond beatification. They did not
Canonize?
canonize them until 2017.
Well, that's, for some reason, that's when God wanted.
That's true.
Why could that be? Why would it be that God would wait 100 years for the canonization? What message do you think God wanted? What reminder, what message, what did God want to say by saving their canonization until the 100-year anniversary?
If there was ever a time when people really needed our prayer and sacrifice, it would be now.
I agree. The third secret of Fatima was not made known until the year 2000. Pope Benedict said, basically, because the message is for our time.
Yeah.
I believe the two little children were canonized in 2017 because, and I mean this very seriously, that the message and the mission of Fatima is for now. Very few people know what Our Lady said, what she asked of us at Fatima, but it's most relevant at this moment. The best book on Fatima is called Fatima Today by Father Andrew Apostoli. God rest his soul. He's since passed away. That's the best book. It's an absolute must read. Lent is a good time to read it and to put it into practice because it's a message for us. It's a message for the whole world. Its relevance is now. Right now, Our Lady promised the triumph of her Immaculate Heart and an era of peace in 1917. Since that time, we've seen nothing but two world wars, almost continual conflict, the Cold War, all kinds of things. We certainly have not experienced the era of peace or the triumph of her heart. I believe we shall experience the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. Soon. I'll even go out on a limb and say, I believe we're going to experience it within the next 10 years. Before the year 2033, which would be the 2000th anniversary of our Lord's death and resurrection.
I've never thought about that.
I believe that we will experience the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary before the 2000th anniversary of our Lord's death and resurrection. But it will only come about if we do our part. Prayer and sacrifice.
2033.
What are your thoughts?
Well, now I'm really chewing on that. That's crazy to think about. I've never put two and two together to realize that we are exactly 2,000 years after.
We're growing very close.
Mm.
I also find it fascinating that when this Our Lady spread this light out over the three little children. It actually only fell on Jacinta and Francesco. And that's because she was going to take them into heaven soon. And they did. Mm-hmm. They were taken into heaven in 1918 by the Spanish flu. But it did not fall upon Jacinta because Our Lady was not going to take her into heaven for a very long time. In fact, not until 2005. And at one point, little Francesco begged Mary, please take me into heaven. And she said, you will have to pray many rosaries.
I will never forget that.
Before you can come into heaven. Mm. Now, he was only 9.
Yeah.
Why would he have to pray? Or if he had to pray many rosaries before he could be purified and strengthened to enter heaven, how many will I have to pray?
Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if I'm familiar with that. It seemed new or fresh to me, that perspective from Jacinta saying, oh, I'm going to suffer. This is the exact amount of, like, I've been told what I'm being prepared for. That was really beautiful, because I think it gave me that perspective of everything else in this life, again, is a bonus, and that mission alone is beautiful and enough.
Lucia, the seer who remained until 2005, she wrote two memoirs and gives us great detail on the experience of little Francesco and Jacinta. It's a very beautiful spiritual reading, but it also really shocks us out of our complacency, our complaining, our addiction to entertainment and comfort. And it really calls us to action and reminds us we're in the midst of a great spiritual battle, and we've got a role to play, and we got to get busy.
Yeah.
Do you remember going to Fatima?
Absolutely. What year would that have been?
I think that you went... I know you went in 2015, the fall of 2015.
I thought I was 2015.
You were 13.
Wow.
Do you remember the oak grove where the statue of the angel of Portugal was, where he was holding the Eucharist up with blood dripping into the chalice?
Mm-hmm. And I think I also remember Jacinta and Francesco's open graves. They were doing some construction there.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. That's true. The line or the message of Our Lady from Fatima that has always struck me was that August 19th message really literally stopped me in my tracks when I was there, where Our Lady said to the three children, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell because there are none to sacrifice themselves and pray for them. That's a striking message from Our Lady. In fact, I would say that was probably the message that most convicted little Jacinta.
I think I have a habit of praying only for the people that I know, and not for just praying for the salvation of souls.
But we have this idea that only Hitler and Stalin go to hell.
Mm.
This is not what Our Lady says.
Yeah.
In many, many apparitions. But all we have to do, again, consecrate yourself to Our Lady. Then all of your prayer work, joy, and suffering, she applies to the souls as she sees fit. And with every rosary we pray, we're praying for all souls. So it's not something to be fearful or discourage us, but it's to spur us on to mission. If we are alive, if we are breathing, we have a mission. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.